This is a People First Radio podcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The Mental Health and Substance Use Program at Island Health is working to reduce stigma related to mental illness and substance use. They're bringing awareness to the issue during a Mental Health and Substance Use Wellness Day on Thursday, May 7th. The Wellness Day will be recognized at an event in Victoria's Royal Jubilee Hospital Patient Care Center, Atrium. The theme of the event is Mental Wellness and Creativity, and it'll be hosted by the City of Victoria's Poet Laureate, Yvonne Blomer. Kevin spoke with Yvonne Blomer at the Cascadia Poetry Festival in Nanaimo, and he asked her about mental health, awareness, and creativity.
Yvonne, you're serving as Poet Laureate for the City of Victoria from January 1st, 2015 to December 31st, 2018. Tell us more about that position and what it means for you to do that work.
The position, so it's a four-year position, and there are certain things I have to do for the city. I have to write three original poems a year for the city. I read at City Hall every other month. Victoria is in the unique position of having a Youth Poet Laureate as well, so she and I share the months, so we spin off. During April, I put on special events to draw more of the community towards poetry or to share more poetry with a larger audience. And we've just come out of Poetry Month, so I think it was a successful month. And I guess in shortest terms, I'm a literary ambassador, so sharing the literary world or how the literary world sees the world of Victoria with the rest of Victoria.
You've appeared on CFUV and on Chile, CHLY, as well before. CFUV is University of Victoria's radio station, and you interviewed poets and writers about their work down at that station. What was your experience like in community and campus radio? What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's a very valuable part of the campus life. Both the campus newspapers, student newspapers, and student radio allow the students to express themselves and to look into stories and practice maybe the craft that they're learning right there in the real world. I participated as an interviewer on CFUV to help the Malahat Review advertise upcoming events. And it was a wonderful experience. One of my favorite interviews, I interviewed Eve Joseph when she wrote an essay that won a contest with the Malahat, and that essay just became a book that won the BC Book Award. So it was just a really delightful experience to get into a deep and intimate conversation with an author about their work and share that with campus.
There was a very interesting panel discussion right here at the Cascadia Poetry Festival yesterday about the making of the Cascadia Anthology. One of the points being made was that poetry needs to move away from being about language to being about the real world. And there was a discussion about activism and the real world, real concepts. What are your thoughts about that whole discussion?
I was at Cascadia last year when George Stanley's kind of remarks were made originally, and I really loved what he was saying. He was saying we need to move away from the ironic use of language in poetry. And I've also been to talks with Jan Zwicky when she talks about language losing meaning if we're taking meaning out of it and just using language for sound. Though sound poetry is an incredible experience to have as well. I think it is important for poetry to be both about language and idea or meaning. I think a poem often starts either with a phrasing that the poet likes or with an idea. And I think poetry is the marriage of both language and idea. So I didn't 100% agree with everything in the panel yesterday, but I thought it was a very interesting discussion. I think there is formal, that poetry itself is a formal expression of language. And to move away from the formal expression of language is, in a sense, to write prose. So I have a slightly different take on it, I guess, that language is so important to poetry.
Have you had your own experience in writing poetry that is, in a sense, an act of activism or a type of activist statement?
I think since becoming Poet Laureate, because suddenly that is a poet who's in a kind of political position, I've been really thinking about if this position could change something in the world, if poetry could change something in the world, what would I want to change? And so the big question that I've grappled with is, I would like to be able to protect the oceans. How can I do that through poetry? And so the first poem I read at City Hall, I wrote an original poem where I took on Victoria's sewage and also the oil tanker. So that was a poem of activism. And it was also a poem. It starts with, "Let us sit at this table." It was a poem welcoming the discussion around the environment that I think is really important. So I guess in a sense, it was an activist poem.
Island Health will hold their first annual, first ever, I guess you'd say, Mental Health and Substance Use Wellness Day on Thursday, May the 7th. They're hosting an event held at Victoria's Royal Jubilee Hospital Patient Care Center. The theme of the event is mental wellness and creativity, and it includes you, Yvonne, reading poems dedicated to raising awareness. So a couple of questions out of that. What is the relationship between mental wellness and creativity, from your perspective? And then afterwards, I'd like to ask you if you have a poem you want to share that is along this theme of raising awareness.
I think that poetry primarily, or any writing, is primarily a conversation with the self. And I think if we walk around a room or a stadium talking to ourselves, that's perhaps seen as the beginning of mental illness, that we can't differentiate the voice in our head from our speaking mouths. But I think writing is an opportunity to let yourself have a personal conversation with yourself. And then learning the skills of creativity allow some distance and allow that the struggle that's going on inside of you to come out and be cathartic and be a communication that is outside of you. So I think there is a strong relationship between writing and any form of illness, and in any production of an art form and illness. So, you know, some people paint or do sculpting and things as well as writing to help explore what's going on in their bodies or in their minds.
Have you got a poem that you would like to share at this time?
It's interesting because I think this poem is playing with language. So it goes back to your previous question. I think there's meaning in the poem, but the poem is also, it's a little bit of a language play poem. I wrote it because my mom has Alzheimer's, and she was at the early stages of Alzheimer's. And I was projecting, I guess, looking at what the future might look like. And here's the poem. So it's called Slipping. By choice, by hearing loss, by gulp, by gosh, by eating less, by getting lost, by stroke, by sunshine, by crow, by land locked, by shock, by pool, by fountain, in the lobby, by the swinging doors, in silence, with tools, with a hard hat, by the side of the road, in a vial, in a needle, in a pill box, from a doctor's hand, by your own, by decay, by windstorm, by bully of love, by bus journey, by flight, from the car, your arms taking flight, in anger, with rage, your hands on your hips, scrunch the hair, by seaside, by jungle's edge, by cave's ledge, with lipstick. Here, we're here. Tie an anchor, don't drift out. By tide, by moon, by many moons, by erosion, by landslide.
Thank you for sharing that. I can see the book open to the page, and of course, if you're people who are listening on radio won't see this, and I see that all of the lines are aligned to the left except for one with lipstick. Can you tell us more about that?
It's a little bit of a cheeky line, and it's, I guess, it's kind of like things are all falling apart, but put lipstick on still. It's that kind of a line. So it's kind of, yeah, it's an aside in a sense, yeah.
Would you say, and this is a personal question about your process in working with this poem, would you say that the creation of this poem was related to the way that you're dealing with your own mental health in response to your mother's illness?
Yes, I think I could introduce this poem in a multitude of ways. And when I had finished it, and because there are specific things about my mom in there, I thought, well, wow, I'm exploring. I probably wrote this 5 years ago, so I wanted her to tie on and not let go. I also have a child with special needs, so I think there's all sorts of things that might come into a poem that you're processing, and they come in different ways.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I hope lots of people will come to the Mental Health Awareness Day at the Royal Jubilee. I'm not only reading poems, but I'm hosting the event as well, so I hope people will come.
Yvonne Blomer, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you very much.
Yvonne Blomer is a writer, critic, teacher, and poet, and the current Poet Laureate for the City of Vancouver. You can find her online at yvonneblomer.com.
People First Radio is an initiative of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and broadcast on CHLY 101.7, radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the partnering organizations. Listen to People First Radio on demand. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpages.